I think one of the hardest things as Christians, as followers of God, is to figure out God's will. What does God want? What is God's intention for us and from us? And I think both these readings this morning give us a glimpse. We can never completely know God's will or the mind of God. But I think both these readings this morning give us a glimpse of what God wants, of God's intention. Let's start with this parable that Max just read for us about a master, presumably God in the interpretation, leaving resources, parts of his possessions with these various servants. Two of the servants make use of these resources and get some back. The other servant buries the coin. And when the master returns, the first two servants are praised. Praised for their faithfulness, notice. Well done, faithful servant. You've been faithful in a little. Now we'll let you be faithful in much. The third servant is rebuked for burying the money, not using it. Now, the interpretation of this, as I read it, is about God giving us all sorts of things, not just money. The parable literally is about money, but it's about stewardship of everything God gives us. Money, possessions, gifts, talents, skills that we have. But even the most basic things like love, joy, peace, hope. These are gifts of God, resources that God gives us. And the question is, how do we use them? Do we use them? Do we let our light shine before others, or do we bury it under a bushel basket or in a hole in the ground, like the third servant did? The first two servants stepped out in faith. They risked what they had been given and ended up getting more back. So when the master returned, they could say, here's what you gave me, and here's even more that I got by using all that you gave me. There was some risk involved. But I am also convinced if one of those first two servants had lost all the money, the master still would have praised them for the risk and the attempt. You tried using what I gave you. You fell flat on your face, but well done. Now, what is the problem, though, with the third servant? What is he rebuked for? I think there are two things. First of all, he isn't willing to risk. He isn't willing to step out in faith. He's not truly trusting his master. He's afraid of his master, so he buries what his master has given him. That's part of it. But notice as well what the servant says about his master. When his master returns, he said, I was afraid because I know you are a harsh and hard master, that you reap what you don't sow. And so I just buried what you gave me. But also notice, nothing in this parable ever reveals the master to be that way. In fact, just the opposite. Through most of the parable, the master is generous. Here, take my possessions while I'm gone and use them. It's interesting to me that the third servant has this image of his master, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because he thinks his master is harsh, his master treats him harshly. Some people have that image of God, that God is a harsh, hard taskmaster, You know, just waiting for us to step the slightest bit out of line. And then, you know, the thunderbolt, the lightning. And there are Christians who live their lives like that, sort of, you know, don't want to make a misstep. But God isn't like that. God isn't harsh and hard and mean. God is loving and gracious and merciful. And God doesn't want to punish us. In fact, God wants us to risk and step out in faith. And God will forgive us our missteps as long as we are walking in faith. I think this gets us to Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. Did you notice what Paul tells them directly? And again, I think it's part of the message of the parable of Jesus. Paul says, God does not intend for you to suffer God's wrath. Instead, God intends for you to be saved. God's intention is not to punish us, for us to suffer, just the opposite. God wants us to thrive and succeed and risk. Notice as well what Paul tells the Thessalonians. As you're out there doing your work, and he begins with this thing about the end of the world, the judgment. He says, but you know you are children of the light. You don't worry about all of that because you're children of the day and the light. You let your light shine before others. You have that armor of love and faithfulness and that helmet of hope, and thus you walk in faith. You risk. And then Paul gets very specific. Because remember, he's not just talking to individuals, he's talking to a church. And he says, therefore, if you are walking in faith, encourage one another, build each other up. That's what we are called to do as God's children, to be encouragers and builders. Which, as I was considering this all week, just kept reminding me of all the ways that I tend not to be an encourager or a builder. Are you an encourager or are you a criticizer? Do you build people up or do you more often tear them down or cut them down to size? It's a crucial question for us as Christians living together. When someone comes to you and says, I have a great idea, I think we should do this, what's your first gut reaction? Is it to say, hey, that's a great idea, that has real possibilities? Or do you tend to say, oh, that'll never work? Never done anything like that before. Building up or tearing down, encouraging or criticizing. Many of us, and in our world this day, fall on the criticizing, cutting down to size side. Our world is great at that, dividing people, telling them you can't do that. You know, despite what the Nike ads say, let's, you know, be honest about our world. It usually says, here's the box we're going to put you in. And most of us go along, and I shouldn't say most, many of us go along with that, making assumptions about people, saying you can't do that. But Paul says, you know, as a church, we're supposed to be about encouraging and building up. And that's a risky thing to do, because it's a lot safer to tell someone no, to tell someone, oh, that'll never work. It's a lot riskier to say, yeah, try it. Let's do it. That's risky. Are we encouragers and builders, or are we criticizers destroyers. This week, go out of your way to encourage, especially in a moment when you might not normally have done so. Go out of your way to build and lift someone up this week. Because that's what God wants and desires and intends for us to do. And if that's what God wants us to do, the real risk is not to do it. Amen.